What does God look like? Sounds like the kind of question that I'd ask our kids while eating lunch with them at Sacred Art School. What does God look like? It's great to be able to have that kind of conversation during the school day over lunch. Well, most of their time, their understanding of what God looks like, and I'd venture to say, all of our ideas of what God looks like, is probably based on what he has told us, on what we've seen, and what we expect. As we celebrate today the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, it's good to remember that there are some things we can know about God, and some things that will only make sense when we see him in person. I think of three encounters that I've had. One with a person who heard me. One with a person who saw me, and one with a person who had an expectation of me. All of which were helpful, but all of which had to be adjusted when they met me in person. But before we think about those three things, what he tells us as the Father, what we see in the Son, and what we expect from the Holy Spirit. Before we think about those three things, let's be clear that we cannot know exactly what God looks like, except for Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, who chose to become incarnate. He got his facial features from his biological mother, the Virgin Mary, when he became one of us. But we can know something about God from what he tells us as the Father, from what we see in the Son, and what we expect from the Holy Spirit. First of all, we know something about God based on what he's told us as the Father. Not too long ago, I called a repairman about something to be fixed at the rectory, and when he showed up, he came to the door and he said, "Well, you're a lot younger than you sounded on the phone." He knew something about me. But not totally. And when I hear God himself say in the first reading that he's a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness, I don't know about you, but it gives me a beautiful image for Father's Day. I picture a God who smiles more than he frowns. I picture a God whose hands are like this, more than like this, or like this. We know something about God based on what he tells us. But we also know something about God based on what we've seen in the Son. Now, years ago, I met one of my former students from the Christian morality class that I taught on our TV network. I think she was from Pratt or Sharon or somewhere east. And when I met her, she said, "Wow, Father, you're a lot taller than you appeared on the TV." Well, Moses had the incredible opportunity to actually see God in our first reading. The reading says that the Lord stood with Moses. Now, we don't know for sure what that means. Our passage right before what we heard today says that Moses saw his back, not his face. But he saw the Lord. Now, we know that it was not Jesus Christ. He didn't come for 1,500 years. So that's pretty incredible what Moses saw. But it's really no less incredible for us because we have seen the Son. In fact, we will see the Son today, here, at this altar. Jesus himself says, "Whoever has seen the Son has seen the Father." And so we do know something about God based on what we see. We know that he is always with us. We know that he doesn't want to keep us at arm's length. No, he wants us to receive him. And we know that he's humble. Because who else would choose to come among us than someone who loves us that much? But finally, we also have an idea about God based on what we expect from the Holy Spirit. Now, I remember the day when I arrived for my deacon assignment at St. Martin of Tours Parish in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Came up to the door and the pastor answered and he looked at me and he was puzzled. And he looked at me and then he said, "Well, you're not Hispanic. Chave? I thought your last name was Chavez." He knew something about me, but not all. We do have an idea of God based on what we expect from the Holy Spirit. We expect that the Holy Spirit is the Lord, the giver of life. That's what we say in the Creed every Sunday. We expect that the Holy Spirit will help us to form our conscience in accord with the teachings of the church. We expect that the Holy Spirit will strengthen us with those 7 gifts that he gives us. So 3 people, one who heard me on the phone, one who saw me on TV, and one who had an expectation of who I was. Couldn't we say that we do a similar thing with God? Based on what we've heard, based on what we've seen, and what we've expected, we kind of think we know what God looks like. And yet there is one more sure way to know. Look in the mirror. Because you were made in the image of God. And so today we celebrate who God is. And therefore we celebrate who we are. And who God has made us to be.